Hey folks, Dan Freo here with your closing bell for September 6th, 2024. So there's a huge disconnect today in regards to bonds and stocks. And that's how it usually is. Usually on a day when there's fear, there are concerns and things like that, the stock market goes down and the bond market does well. We're kind of seeing that today. Look over here. Mortgage rates are dropping. I love saying that. Mortgage rates continue to drop. But on the other side over here, the equity markets are getting clobbered. Okay, we have complete red across the board here. Cryptocurrencies, the whole ball of wax. Let's see what oil's doing. Oil's down. That's a one positive there. We also have the VIX. The VIX is popping up just a little bit right through here. That's the anxiety level with the overall markets. But the big concern we have right now is right through here. So that's what we're going to focus in on right now. I don't have a former Fed official today. I have Diane Swank, and I used to watch Diane a lot. She used to be on CNBC all the time, and she's really, really good. So let's take her take on what's going on right now behind in the markets. And then when you come back, we're going to look at an equity trade or a trade that I just recently placed about a month ago. We're going to look at how that's doing and why I'm telling you about it. So Diane, take it away. And then when we get back, I'm going to give you some good news on some equities that you might want to look into for your portfolio, and then also with the projections are for rate cuts and things like that from the CME. And then we're also going to check out the top 10, yes, the top 10 most affordable areas to live in the country. So Diane, take it away, girlfriend.
And today's weak jobs report, with payrolls climbing just 142,000 in August, was below expectations of 161,000. That said, the unemployment rate actually fell, but the Fed is still expected to cut rates in less than 2 weeks. The question for investors now is by how much, with odds almost equally split for a 25 versus 50 basis point cut. And Fed Governor and voting member Waller says he's open to a bigger one. Joining me now, Diane Swank is chief economist at KPMG. Here on set with me, Steve Sosnick is chief strategist at Interactive Brokers, and of course, our own Steve Lee.
Okay, so she made the intros, but she said something about Waller. Waller said something about whatever. Waller sits on the Federal Reserve, and he came out today and said, based on these job numbers, we might want to do a bigger cut than we normally do. And that's freaking out the markets right now. That's actually why the equity markets are down so much, is because of his comments. So let's get back to Diane and the interview.
Is here. Welcome to all of you. Steve Leisman, not to gloss over the jobs report, but what Waller said really has taken the markets by storm.
To an extent, the market's been kind of all over the place today, and I think it reflects the mixed nature of this report today. I think a look at the intraday on the 2 year is a really good example of what's going on or what isn't going on. If you take a look, what you see is the market pushed yields higher, pushed them lower, pushed them higher, pushed them lower. That chart, if you go back, actually, folks, a little bit more than that. I'm sorry. If you could go back a little earlier in the morning, you can see the reaction to, there it is, that spike right there on the 2 year. Then it came back, that real seesaw within a certain range there. And I think the story is that we know for sure, given the interview we did with Goolsbee as well, there are people who want to do more from a longer term or strategic basis, but tactically they may not be able to pull it off. I'm not sure we have enough data between now and the 17th. If the default case was 25, you have a retail sales report that morning of the meeting. I'm not sure there's enough data. Maybe the jobless claims can, if they start to crank up.
Well, that's, Diane, what's so interesting is the jobless claims have been fine. We saw this morning the unemployment rate actually fell. And I mean, we all know it can wiggle around and still be on an upward trend, but maybe it's significant. There have been some economists making the case that we're just trying to absorb all the new entrants in the labor market, but it's not otherwise acting as a labor market that is breaking down.
It's not breaking down, but it is skating awfully close on thin ice. And I think that's the part that Jay Powell is most concerned about. He sees the window for his legacy here on nailing a soft landing as narrowing as we move into the fourth quarter, given the pace of hiring that we saw in the JOLTS data as well this week is more consistent with a recession or much higher unemployment rates than what we've seen. Now, we don't know any rules of thumb. We know we've breached the SOM rule. We know Claudia herself has said rules are meant to be broken. But there is weakening in the labor market. When you look at the three-month moving average on job gains at 116,000, that's within the range of not different from zero in terms of significance. And I think those are the issues when you also look at the big three that have been driving job gains: state and local government, leisure and hospitality, and healthcare and social assistance, those three sectors also had major losses in the number of job openings at the end of July. And so that begs the question is, what is going to be the momentum going forward, given that those the relay race that have been going on with the least interest rate sensitive sectors carrying employment, is there a risk that we now see a bigger pinch in employment as we go into the fourth quarter? That is the risk. The Fed, it's a heavy lift to get to 50 basis points. I agree with Steve. I think it's going to be a weak retail sales report, just given the vehicle sales alone. But also, I think there's some broader weakness out there. It's a heavy lift to get to 50 basis points, but I think we're still at 1% in cuts by the end of this year. And September, I think Powell would like to see 50. The question is whether or not you can get the corral the cats to get behind him.
Sure. No, in 12 days is not a lot of time at this point. Steve Sosnick, how are you thinking about this and what it means for the market?
Well, first of all, I do think that we're closer to full employment than not, which mm-hmm. is in fact, you know, the Powell reminded us about the dual mandate. And by the way, in here, we didn't get a very happy pricing portion of the dual mandate because monthly average earnings actually rose a bit more than expected. Mm. So that's not all that friendly. I think what happens now is it's very difficult for markets to figure out what's going on. You know, as you pointed out, Steve, with the two-year yields bouncing all over the place, they were down 9 basis points, they were flat, they're down 5. It's all, when you can't price relatively risk-free assets, how do you expect to price risky assets?
Yeah.
And, you know, right now with the next rate being a coin flip, half the people are going to be disappointed one way or the other.
What is the significance, as you mentioned, we're bouncing around, but let's just take the 10-year. I mean, we're below 370 this morning, 368. That's bringing the mortgage rates down closer to 6%. We can maybe even be headed below that territory soon. That clear move tells you what exactly for equities? Is it supportive? Are we back into the kind of bad news risk-off paradigm?
I think we're back to bad news being bad news and good news being good news. The reason for that being that we've priced in rate cuts. The discussion is not whether we're getting rate cuts, it's how much.
Okay, so that's where they're at with a lot of this. This is why I was saying at the beginning of the video, we're starting to get a little bit back to normal. When there's bad news, the markets say, okay, there's bad news. And so they pull out of equities and they go into safe havens, which are bonds. So that's, we finally saw that correlation happen today where the bond market's doing well, which you can see right up through here, and the stock market's not doing so well. So I have an investment for you guys to do some research on, but here's Waller. He came out and says, Fed's Waller says job data requires action, open to big cuts. So that's one of the biggest pieces of the puzzle that we're looking at that came off the wires today. So you have to look at a lot of this contest that's going on. So I have an investment for you guys to look into. Don't trade on my stuff. I just want to give you this the information behind this. Okay, so we know the Federal Reserve is coming out and cutting rates. We know that Treasury yields are coming down. So the stock market's going to get, you know, it's due for a correction. I'm anticipating a 7-10% correction. We're kind of halfway there right now. You can see that right through here. But since we know the Federal Reserve's cutting rates, it's a good position to be in to buy treasuries. Okay, so I bought this treasury. It's called UST. It's actually a doubling up of the bond yields and so forth. But just check it out. You can see today the markets are getting clobbered. Just today alone, it's up 0.41. Let's see what it's done over the last couple months. It's up, you know, some percentages. What's that? I'm going to put my cheaters on, folks. My apologies. I'm old. Okay, so that's saying there's a 9% return over the last 3 months or so forth. So something to look into on your end because, again, When the yields are coming down, great spot to be in because you're going to make some money on that. So just food for thought to check out the UST on that part of the equation. So now we're going to get into the 10 top most in-demand zip codes in the whole country. And yes, one is in Ohio. So yeah, I'm going to put a link down to this video down there. A lot of people are saying, Dan, you can't buy a house anywhere in the country. Nothing's affordable. Well, unfortunately, there you got to get out of your bubble at some point and go down through here. Now, these might not be places you want to live. I actually, you know, grew up in, where did I grow up? Up in this area somewhere through here. But, no, I'm sorry. It's right over here. My geographics are pretty bad. But look, I keep telling everybody, the California, we're not getting much business out of the West Coast anymore. Even South, Texas and things like that are starting to slow down. Where we're getting business, right through here. This is a perfect example of where homes are affordable and where people are actually buying. So check out this video. You can go down through below. Guyana, Ohio. I actually pass there all the time when I'm going back to visit my mother. My father passed away, but my mother and I pass this area. So here's what I want you to do. Check these out. But I want to introduce you to another piece of software that we use, and it's called Altos Research. And if you really want to dive in, take a beat on your local area where you're looking to buy to see, is it a good market to buy, a good market to rent, it's just a bad market, go to Altos Research. What I need you to do is hit Products, Market Report, and click it. What's going to happen is this is going to pop up. So I put in right here Highland, Indiana. So let's get over to Highland, Indiana, see where that's on the charts right through here. And that is right down here, net number 9. It's the closest location to here at our office in Chicago. So I grabbed that. And here's how you read it. You grab it, you pull up the data, and then the data's right there for you. Let's look at it. So this says a median home price, gives it to you there. Median home listing price, square footage, days on market. It gives you all the information you need, and you can take a deep dive down into here, and there's tons of other information you can get down through here. But look at the price values of these things. Again, this is not another area that's didn't crash. Yes, it's down from the peak here, it's down from the peak there, but it's a yo-yo. Okay, so things don't go straight up, they don't go straight down, they kind of meander around. But let's just look at this where it was back in 2021. You're down through here to $220,000. You go all the way up to where we are today, and that is now $315,000. So the market, again, this is another market that hasn't crashed. What markets have crashed? Well, there's a couple, and you can just pick out, Austin, Jacksonville, and a few. But the majority areas are sitting fine. But these areas right through here that you're seeing, these are the top six, top 10 most affordable areas. So I'll put that link down below so you guys can check out these areas right through there. So that's that. That's the report for the week, guys. I know I've been beating you guys to death in regards to the Fed and this and all that stuff. I want you to understand what's all at stake here. So, and I also want you to understand the differences between bonds and stocks and equities and everything else. And at this channel, we're going to try to cover everything for you, not just real estate going forward. I'm going to give you the ideas like I did today on just one of those ETFs that I bought. That's a 10-year treasury that actually I think it's going to do very well long term. So check out this weekend's video. I have one out there saying, did I miss it? Did I miss the crash? Check that out. It's going to be pretty interesting. I post a video that I did about a year ago looking at the data then and the data now and the differences between the two. Pretty interesting. And I wanted your participation in there. So check out that video that's coming out tomorrow, and I'd love for you to comment on it. But other than that, guys, God bless. Have a fantastic weekend. I greatly appreciate you guys watching, especially calling in, setting appointments, going through, putting in applications, and getting help from me and my team. If you're out there and you're like, Dan, can you help me? Well, folks, I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. I'm a loan officer. I'd love to help you. Okay, if you're looking to buy that first house, check out our Grant Finder program. It's really awesome. You can get through that in about a minute or two. I do have a video on that I just posted yesterday. Check it out. You'll get through that Grant Finder lickety-split, 2 minutes. But if you're out there trying to buy that first house, maybe first investment property, refinance. A lot of people are looking to refinance right now. What can you do? Click right up through there, get your application in. We'll be contacting you at that time to answer any questions that you have. But if you're like, Dan, I don't really want to put in an application. I just want to call in and get your feedback. Can you even help me? Well, do me a favor. Scroll down to the bottom of the website, and all that information is going to be right there. Our 800 number is right through there, 844-775-5626, or you can email me directly. And yes, it's me at dan@theRateUpdate.com. So thanks so much, guys, for watching. I truly appreciate it. God bless. Have a fantastic weekend. I hope to see you back here on Monday. Take care. Bye-bye.